The following program is brought to you by Podcast One Sportsnet. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
This is an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq.
Who do you guys come to see tonight?
Shaq!
Shaq, we're on live.
This is Shaq Podcast. This is Shaq Cast. Welcome back. I'm Shaq.
Boom, shakalaka!
And it is our New Year's Eve episode of The Big Podcast with Shaq. We will get Shaqstradamus in studio and get his predictions for the coming year. Plus, we chat with the always awesome Susie Schuster, the host of the official Lakers podcast. We'll also relive some of our favorite moments of 2018, some of the best laughs we've had. Now, live from the Shaq Cave in Atlanta, Georgia, it's John Kincaid and the Big Hoffa, the Hall of Famer for the final time in 2018, Shaquille O'Neal.
So yeah. I made up the game and I lost myself.
John, you are the OKC of this day.
All right, I'm gonna go to another podcast where I can be with winners. Happy New Year, almost.
Hey, what beat is that?
Almost.
This is the one you had me send you a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
We know what Shaq likes.
Oh, boy.
The final show of 2018 for us.
And by the way, episode, and I got asked this, and I forgot to do it in the last podcast, how long we were alone. Episode 186 today.
This is 186.
This is episode 186.
We're going to address our 200th episode in Shaqstradamus coming up.
Oh, that'll be fun.
In a little bit.
So Can't wait for that.
We'll get Shaq. How are you, Shaquille?
I'm doing good. I just sent you something in your little text, buddy.
Oh, okay.
Are you like throwing down some gauntlet challenge or something? Just because Susie Schuster's coming on?
Yeah, I want to see who knows me better, you or Susie.
All right, so...
Okay, Susie's known you longer.
Stop whining and complaining. You want some cheese with that wine?
And wait a minute, and Susie's much more attractive, so I'm
Susie's
sure you...
Susie's married, will you stop
I understand
it?
That, but...
Rich is our friend, stop that.
And Rich hit life's lottery there. He did. He hit life's lottery, and that's good.
He outdid his coverage. We absolutely did.
Absolutely
did. I think that the NFL Network and SportsCenter thing works out for
Rich,
you with
Rich
women.
Rich will be the first one to tell you.
Absolutely,
he did it too.
Yeah. He references it quite often.
We all love Rich,
and we love it too.
And Susie's great, and she's got a. I want to pick her brain too. Obviously, I'm sure you guys will about a lot going on with the Lakers.
Yes,
she hosts the Lakers podcast here, Podcast One. So.
And just before we get started on that, if as New Year's here is approaching, Lakers. Better or worse than you expected?
They're right where I thought they would be.
They're almost exactly, I was looking at a check, they're almost exactly where you said
they'd
be.
What's their record right now?
Right now, the Lakers,
and this is with we're going to be a couple games
behind. We're taping early.
Yeah.
But right now, the Lakers are 18-13. They're on pace.
Okay.
They're on pace to be like a 48-win team.
I thought they were going to be about a 500 team.
Didn't you say like 47 or something before the year?
Yep, 47, 48.
Something like that. Yeah. And they're right on pace for that.
I thought they were going to be more of a 500 club.
But the thing I would ask you about this is that aren't LeBron James teams much better after Christmas? Aren't they always usually finding themselves? And then the LeBron James teams he's always been on. Good for rattling off now he's been on more talented teams than this one.
Exactly.
But they're always good for rattling off like a 18 of 20 stretch.
This is probably one of the less talented teams you have to play for.
So. No question.
So we will have to see.
And this team
got
a
lot of young
guys. And by the way, this team could miss the playoffs. I mean, right now, missing the playoffs is a 14-win team, and Dallas is on the day we're taping here is on the outside looking in. They've got 13 losses, the Lakers. So, I mean, it's going to be one of those things where you could be
close to the bottom of the conference.
You could be the 4 seed, you could be the 8 seed, or you could be out in a matter of games.
Okay.
And I got to tell you this, bravo to the – I actually think the East is looking a lot better than I expected it to be.
Yeah, they're looking pretty good.
A lot more competitive.
Meanwhile, Toronto's playing real well.
MVP, the new Superman, baby. Woo-wee.
Joel Embiid.
Yeah. No.
No.
What?
No.
He's talking about
Joel Embiid?
He's talking about the Greek Freak.
No, Greek Freak. However, John, you make a good point. Joel Embiid is putting up some STN.
Superman-type numbers?
And, John, you win. Let me hear the win music.
Shaq-type numbers.
Monkey.
We couldn't let the year go by without it.
Don't you know you wanna
shock the monkey.
That's
my favorite
that
part.
That one always sounds like you're in pain.
Oh, Well, sometimes it's painful.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's painful.
I did want to end the year, before we get to Susie, who's calling us here in a second.
Yes.
With two stories that I think bookend what 2018 was to a lot
okay.
of us. It had some really awesome highs and some really strange lows, it seemed like. So let's end with the best person at the end of 2018.
The best person.
That's going to Mark Rober. Mark is a former NASA engineer who suffered a similar fate that a lot of us did. He had a package stolen off his front porch. But he's a NASA engineer, so what did he do? He built a capture video glitter bomb.
What's a glitter bomb?
So it has, he built this mechanism with four phones in it, cameras on every side of the box,
okay,
and a pound of fine glitter in the top, so when you opened it, it exploded glitter everywhere. So whoever stole the box got glitter bombed wherever they opened it.
With four phones on it?
I don't like that, because if he can make glitter bombs, he can also make other bombs.
See,
I
would think he's a NASA engineer.
Yeah, but here's the only thing I'm thinking
is. Smasher.
It's not a bomb. It's just a device that threw glitter everywhere.
In the court
of law. That's what they're called. They're called glitter bombs.
But also, though, he had to put four phones in it?
Well, yeah, he just got like old repurposed phones.
Oh, okay.
And he did that so that he could capture video of what happened to these people when they stole what they thought was an Apple HomePod off his porch. He got tons of them. The package was stolen like 8 times off his porch. And
so
he has video.
So the minute
it up on our,
somebody picks up the box,
it
explodes.
Goes, and glitter goes everywhere.
And they're covered in glitter.
And then after that, it starts to emit fart spray, which will clear the room until they basically throw the package out.
Oh, my gosh. That is awesome.
It's
but
amazing.
When does it go off? When does it go off?
When they
Right when they open the lid.
They open the
lid.
So
if they take it.
Glitter goes everywhere.
And then the fart spray comes.
And then the fart spray comes after it.
Okay, that is genius, Shaq.
The video,
you have to at least give it genius.
The video's amazing.
I think, now, by the way, I've seen a few of these videos of the fart spray. Tell me, is it legitimately, like, horrid?
I think it's pretty bad.
Okay.
I mean, it says it'll clear the room with one spray.
Clear the
and
room?
And he had the thing just going, pss, 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 pss,
oh my
coming
gosh.
Out of the box.
Oh, that is so terrible.
I'll post the video on our social
okay,
media.
Okay, I
want to so
see that,
it's
yes.
amazing.
I want to see the
it's
fart
incredible.
Spray, glitter, and the fart spray.
So to bookend that, I'll then give you what I feel
that's
is...
That's very heartwarming, by the way.
I love that guy. I will give you who I think is one of the worst people as we close out 2018.
Keith Olbermann wins again?
Again this
okay.
year? No.
Yes.
This is the greedy Secret Santa. On a posting to Reddit, one user explained that their office Christmas party had a Secret Santa.
Okay.
With a $50 spending limit.
Okay.
So you know Secret Santa, you draw somebody, you gotta buy him a
sure,
gift.
Sure, okay.
Well, the woman who got his gift got a blanket and a box of chocolates, which she then Googled and said, I sent him a text. I know this is kind of awkward, but the spending limit was $50. I looked online and the blanket and chocolates only add up to about $30. Can you buy me another gift to make up the $20 difference?
Oh my gosh, are you kidding
she
me?
She sent him then a link to a $120 tablet she wanted.
Are you kidding me?
When the guy said no, she said, well, you're an engineer. You make more money than me. She called him disgusting. She asked him how he could live with himself and began to berate him via text.
Oh, my gosh.
Until he had to block her.
Oh, my
he
gosh.
Works with this woman.
Okay, that's absolutely ridiculous.
So there you go. One of the worst people.
She's not greedy. She wanted a laptop. Leave her alone.
Oh, my gosh. That's ridiculous, though.
One of the worst people.
Okay, that's like the
2018,
worst.
Right at the end of the year.
Oh, my gosh. That is like the worst.
Absolutely
you're
dreadful.
Actually going online and you're trying to say, oh, boy, you didn't pay enough in a
yeah.
Secret
hey,
Santa.
Hey,
by the way,
enough.
I hate those things. I hate them.
What, the Secret Santas?
Absolutely hate them.
Oh, come on.
No, I do. I think because there's always somebody trying to... There's always someone trying to get the best out of you.
Out of Secret Santa?
Yes.
What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah,
there's always people who are willing to... No.
It's a festive where you receive a gift, but you don't know who you're receiving a gift from, John.
Yeah, but it's all, and then you realize you get the office cheapskate.
The office
that goes there. I'm telling you.
So you're being greedy then.
So you're this woman.
Yeah, no, but exactly. I mean, if I've gone out and gotten
good
a good
job,
gift,
Rob.
If
good
I've
job,
gotten a good,
Rob.
By the way, anytime I ever had to do one of those Secret Santas, I always went over just because of that.
Oh,
even if it was only $5, just to go over it,
just to go over,
just to,
over?
Just to say,
oh,
yes,
or
just to go over it.
We need to do a segment called "Oh." We talk about something good that we did, and everybody
aww.
Goes,
"Aww."
Well, I didn't do it. I didn't do it because I wanted to be good. I didn't want to be the office cheapskate.
All right. Well, let's go ahead at this point and welcome the host of the official Lakers podcast, to the show and a friend of the show.
One of my favorite people in the whole wide world. Hello, wow. Miss Susie
Hello,
Schuster.
Gentlemen. How are you?
I love that. I love it. Susie, I mean, to hear Shaq speak about the long relationship that you guys have had, he praises you. Sometimes media people don't get praised by Shaq.
But let me tell you something about Susie.
Okay.
Not only is she wonderful and very professional at her job, she sticks to doing her job. What I mean by that is she knows a lot of stuff that she wasn't supposed to know, and she never talked about it. And I love and I respect her for that, because she was doing in the Lakers during the wild days when a lot of other stuff would get on, and she would come to me and whisper in my ear like, hey, you only have 15 tonight. I know you were at the club last night, but I'm not going to mention that, okay? And I would be like,
Susie, what? Like,
damn, Susie, how the hell you know I was at the club? So, Susie, I love you. Kiss the baby for me and kiss your handsome husband for me.
Oh, well, don't do that.
Oh, my God. It's all coming out in the book, Shaq, the Shaq I knew.
Susie, was that like covering
true stories?
Was that like covering the Beatles or, something like, one of the greatest phenomenons covering those Lakers teams?
Can I tell you that every day was the greatest day, because you would go into Staples Center and you didn't know what kind of shit was going to hit the fan. And every day was exciting. It was like Days of Our Lives on steroids.
Oh, I like that.
It was so much fun. And I used to, it's funny because Rich was hosting Sports Center at the time, and I was jealous of his national audience, and I was doing the Lakers coverage, and he was jealous of me getting to be in that locker room every night and courtside at Staples Center. Every single day you went to practice was the greatest. But it's really different than now. It's like covering two completely different teams. I can't even emphasize, because the characters were so different. Shaquille, you were always fun to be with, unless you were in a bad mood, and then it was like, oh, Jesus, stay out of his way. But, the personalities were different. It's much more guarded now. You don't spend as much time interacting with the players, but oh my God, it was the greatest.
I love Susie throwing in a Days of Our Lives reference too.
Oh no, it was drama.
That's even better. That is drama.
John, Rob, true story. One time I had a bad game. I saw Susie. She knew the girl I was with the night before. Tamika put it on you, didn't she? I was like, how the hell do you know this?
Oh,
Detective Susie.
She,
when I tell you she knew everything and everybody. I'm like, how the hell do you know this?
You want to hear the craziest thing? The craziest thing was Mo Vaughn, my old friend from Boston, was an angel at the time. And he'd send me texts like, you're not going to believe who I saw last night in the club. And I was like, Mo. And, I would never go out because I never socialize with the guys that I'm covering. I have a job to do and, I have a life. And but Mo was like the best. He was just like, he'd let me know who was where. And besides the fact that, and Shaquille, this is the thing that I always say, is you were always so kind and good to me. And, when you're covering a team, especially as a woman covering a team, you have to just know who the hell you are. And, to me, this was an incredible job. It was a great opportunity. And I loved it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it really was. It was like a soap opera with the Holy Trinity of Phil, Kobe, and Shaq. It was awesome.
That is awesome.
So, speaking of team, what has LeBron done for the young guys, and where do you think these Lakers are going, realistically? Because I know you've seen a lot, and I know you've been through a lot, and I know it's not looking like what you're seeing.
No, realistically, it's interesting, because everyone's talking today about the possibility of Anthony Davis, and is LeBron talking about him or talking to him through Rich Paul and the like. The fact of the matter is there are certain guys that I think are here for the long run. I can't imagine Kyle Kuzma going anywhere. I think LeBron loves playing with this guy. This guy hasn't missed a free throw since December 2nd, and I know you love shooting free throws, so you'll relate to that, Shaquille. But I look at him and Lonzo, and I just can't imagine. I see how much time and effort he puts into it. That's the thing, I don't know. It's funny. There's a lot of criticism of LeBron about bringing in his own guys and not nurturing the young guys, but I'm here and I see it, and I see the time that he puts into it. So I think a lot of the criticism is unwarranted.
If you haven't checked out the official Lakers podcast on Podcast One, Susie Schuster's bringing it to you. New episodes every single week. And the Lakers, you guys both know this. When the Lakers travel, when they come here to Atlanta, you got 8,000 people wearing Laker gear in the stadium in Atlanta. I mean, it truly is like a traveling road show, whether the Lakers are top of the league or just getting competitive.
And did you see it in Brooklyn? The same thing in Charlotte. Everywhere you go, it's just like a resurgence. You know, there's always the 34s. You know, what I love, Shaquille, is like how suddenly you're throwback. Like, by the way, if you're old, what does that make me?
Wait a minute. You're not old. You're only 22. Cut it out.
Wow.
I'm 24. But, you know, you see a lot of 34s. You see your 8s and 24s, and you see that new LeBron jersey. And, you know, it does bring around a different sense of excitement as you talk about the Lakers as an international and a national brand, is that you cannot underemphasize that you were part of this dynasty that was created starting back with Jerry West and going through Magic and Kareem. And Kareem's coming on the official Lakers podcast on the 30th, so that'll hit, I think, New Year's Day, and I cannot wait to sit with him. Because you know me, Shaquille, I don't like to ask three questions. I want an hour with the big man. I want time with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty – I know. What should I ask him is the question. What would you ask Kareem?
Ask him who's the most dominant big man to ever play in a Laker uniform.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I wonder.
I wonder what his answer would be. Yeah, I'm just anxious to hear.
The word dominant there might be a leading question, though. You know, if you say dominant.
It has to be because dominant, look, there's two different kinds. You and Kareem are polar opposites in terms of what you represented as a big man for the Lakers. Right. It's kind of like trying to pick which kid is your favorite.
Susie, without getting into trouble, because we know you're very professional, John and I, we both think that Lukey Dookie will not make it to the end of the season. Do you agree or disagree?
I don't think that's a good thing, but I've seen the LeBron James train roll into town before.
Yeah, I understand that he has a history of having a lot of influence on the coaching staff, and it obviously, you know, it's so funny. I'm literally sitting here in the El Segundo parking lot watching the weeds blow in the wind, and so you can figure that would be a good analogy for what the coaching situation will be like here. I would not underestimate the fact that Jeannie Buss looks at Luke Walton as a long-term commitment, and the fact that he does work so well with the players. The players love him because they like the fact that he's not a screamer. They like the fact that they feel like they're developing underneath him. That's an interesting one, and God, I'm sitting here thinking about which way would I throw my dice and where I put my chips on this one. I think if the guy, what?
No,
what?
Tyronn Lue.
Hey, he has.
Tyronn
Lue plays Connect Four.
He's a championship coach. It doesn't matter what he plays. I don't care what you're talking about, John. The man won a title.
No, LeBron won a title, and he was along for the ride.
Well, hey.
Seriously, I could have won that title.
But Shaquille, let me ask you a question. If you're looking at Luke as potentially
being Luke.
A long time, to me, I saw what he did with the Warriors, and I saw what he did when Steve Kerr was sidelined, and I think to myself, this kid's got it. Dude, the thing what I love about Luke is he's got a real brain in there, and he's so like methodical and calm about stuff. He learned from Bill.
I love Luke, but the game of basketball is undefeated. Managing of basketball is undefeated. You know that.
That's probably putting Susie on the spot, too.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, as far as whether he survives
or not. She's about to put you on the spot, too.
How's that?
Oh, okay.
Okay,
so,
here we go.
Right.
So,
I'm a big girl. I can take things.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
And every week, Susie, on this show, we play some sort of a game where we pit John and Shaquille against each other because it's the nature of competition and they love to beat each other up. Well, this week, Shaquille wanted to put you and John up against each other in a game that he's calling How Much Do You Really Know About Shaquille O'Neal?
Okay.
So I have five questions here from Shaq, and we're going to ask both of you, and we'll see who
Susie's
can guess.
Susie's a real journalist. I'm not. So I may be in a disadvantage.
All right, so now
if I win, do I get to take over the show?
There you go. Yeah, John loses his job on the podcast.
She'd have to move to Atlanta. Yeah. There you go, Susie. You ain't leaving Hollywood for Atlanta. Come on now.
Come on now. All right. Well,
I'm sorry. I just gave my UPS guy, my FedEx guy, and all the garbage guys their gifts. I'm not going anywhere.
Exactly right.
Not for another year at least.
When you
there
drop
you
$50 on the mailman,
there
you don't
go
move.
In trouble.
You just don't move. All right. So
I could go down a sled from Shaquille's house to my house. I mean,
oh,
like, the
go
fact that you didn't invite me over to do this in person is really starting to be hurtful.
Well, there you go. That could be.
Oh,
see,
Shaq.
So there you go. All right, let's go. What are the questions here?
All right. Well, here's the first question. We'll see who knows the answer to this. And these are from Shaq. How many children does Shaquille O'Neal have? So I guess we'll start with Susie, and then we'll see if John knows. So, Susie, do you know the answer to that question?
I am thinking. Let me think. I have to count them in my head. Can I?
Go ahead.
Sure.
You go first, because I have to think about this.
Wait a minute. Does this include... I'm asking. Is it,
I'm saying. John,
no,
I have to clarify
the question.
Is it every question that you are
biologically the father of?
John, answer the question.
I'm like Maury Povich here. Are you biologically the father of?
You don't get a lifeline, John.
Don't you have five?
I think six.
Okay. Is that your final
six
answer?
I say six.
Okay. Susie?
I think five.
Yep, Susie wins. Let's
wait
go. Yes.
Wait a minute.
I know where the middle half five.
Miles being,
I guess.
Then that's a trick question.
No, it's not a trick question. It's not a trick question. I have five.
That's why I remember, look, because I ran into Shaquille after I had my third kid. He said, "You have two more to go to catch me." And I said, "Hell no."
I'm out.
I have five, but I've been raising little Miles ever since he was 1 year
old. And that's why I count him as, and I watch you two together, and I count him as your son.
He is my son. But
he is.
But the question on the document
is.
Oh,
well, I'm telling you.
How many children do you have? Yep, all right.
Susie, if you never listen, I get screwed every week on this show.
All right, 1-0, Susie.
All right.
Question number two. How many homes does Shaquille O'Neal have?
Oh, let me think.
And again, the game is who knows more about Shaq, John or Susie?
I'm thinking. I am going around the country.
We all are.
All right, Shaq, you want to put your answer in? Yeah, I'll put my answer in. I'm saying four.
John says four.
Well, did you ever sell the one in Orlando?
That thing will never sell, Susie.
No.
Seriously.
That's been for sale.
You were asking like $28 million for that one, I think.
Yeah.
Yes. Susie, HGTV is planning a series about trying to sell that house. the property brothers threatened to quit.
when they saw it. One, two. I think you have five.
She's saying five.
She says five, I say
John
four.
John says four.
Okay, let's see. Orlando.
Yes.
Atlanta.
Yes.
Vegas.
Oh, no.
L.A.
Susie's winning again.
You in L.A.
And Dallas.
Oh, yep. No.
She wins.
Susie
five.
Wins
That's
again.
Five.
Susie.
Oh, man.
Susie.
I'm telling you.
Susie.
Oh, geez. All right.
We are taking our talents to Beverly Hills.
Wow, there you go. All right, there we go.
Question number three. These are from Shaq. Who does Shaq have a crush on? Apparently, he wrote this question when he was in third grade.
I know this one. I win this one. And if he lies, I've got it on tape.
Okay.
Who does Shaq have a crush on?
Oh, God. You just told me this. You go first.
All right.
Halle Berry.
He knows Halle Berry.
Well, no. He almost wet himself in an elevator that she got on. That doesn't count.
Carrie Champion.
Oh, yeah. She's adorable, too. Shaq?
I'm going to give you both.
half a point?
No. I'm going to give you both a cushion round.
Okay.
You're both wrong. I'm going to give you a chance to answer again.
Oh, you're both. Okay, so it's not
both wrong?
Halle Berry. It's not Carrie Champion.
Oh, man. Viola Davis.
John, reaching.
That's a reach.
Yeah, it is. It very much is.
It's Susie.
She knows. It's a reach.
Even Susie's picking on me on the show.
Oh, damn it.
Check your phone. I texted to you.
Oh, see, there it is.
Wait, I don't know what you're talking about. Iggy Azalea.
Iggy Azalea is my new crush.
Oh, my gosh.
All right,
Good job, Susie.
We got two more, but we'll do them faster.
I was
going
to say Florida Evans. There you go.
I didn't even know this was a thing. Question number four was, how many Five Guys does Shaq own? I didn't even know you own the one
on Ventura, right? Don't you own the one here?
I can't.
Susie's asking for information.
I can't.
She's kicking my ass and she's still asking for help. I'll say you own seven.
John's guessing seven.
That's seven terrible. of those
Is it like the Price is Right where if you get the
most? Yeah, you can be close. Yeah. Guess eight. Yeah.
Nope. She guesses eight.
You have to guess the exact number.
Oh, no.
Okay, you're the worst.
There's no way.
Shaq, you have the worst question.
I don't think you own any more, actually. I think you sold them, didn't you?
Oh, she wins. Yes, right.
I think there's text.
Yes. I'm not tech. Will you cut it out?
Call Robert Mueller.
I
want to see the text.
John, you're
going
losing.
On here.
You're losing the seat. She loves me way better.
There's only one more question.
There we go.
What
did I have for breakfast this morning? Susie's going to get it.
She's going to get it right. Where is Shaq's show on December 30th? Is the last question.
Phoenix.
No, let me think. Where is Shaq's show?
Let's think. I look at my phone.
Looking at my phone.
Wow.
Susie, he's
a sore loser.
Susie, I'm so used to being cheated on the show.
I don't have my phone, John. I don't even have a phone.
Oh, please.
My fingers are not crossed in my car.
There you go.
I'm telling the truth.
There you go.
Read the question again, Rob.
Where is Shaq's show
on December 30th?
On December 30th.
Got it.
Oh.
Yeah, see, John?
Oh. Yeah, I mean, wouldn't you do a show on New Year's Eve?
Yep, you win again, Susie.
Oh, that sucks. That sucks. Seriously.
Yeah, he got you with a trick question.
I've been around a long time.
It'll be at some Ritz-Carlton. The show will be going on at some Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah.
I don't know who's starring in the show that night.
The answer is always in the question, John. Thank you, Susie. We love
Susie,
you.
Susie, you're awesome. Everybody check out the official Lakers podcast on Podcast One.
Can you dig it?
Thanks, Susie. Take care. Say hello to Rich. See you.
I sure will. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Right. Bye-bye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
Podcast One Sports is your home for the Underdog Sports Network. Join Chris Horwedel and friends each week as they cover the biggest stories in sports with shows like Tales from the Association, the Underdog Sports NFL Show, and You're Wrong and Here's Why.
You can't rely on draft picks a lot of times with quarterbacks. There's 4 to 5 quarterbacks drafted in the first round that are complete busts.
Check out all these exciting shows on the Underdog Sports Network every week on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hey, every car comes with its share of stories. You got a ding in your bumper when you nervously picked up that first date, the luxury package you got after you got that big promotion, maybe the mileage you started saving by riding your bike all summer. Well, you can't put a price tag on your stories. And now with TrueCar, you can at least find out what your car's worth when it's time to sell it or to trade it in.
So just go to TrueCar, simply enter your license plate number and watch your car's details pop up. Then answer a few questions, navigation and moonroof. Watch as they bump up your value. High mileage, you already know that was going to cost you. But now you know how much it's going to ding your wallet so you can plan ahead.
Gotta love it. And once you're finished, you get a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you can then take to a local certified dealer, cash it out, or trade it in.
So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today.
True cash offer not available in all areas. And now, ready to enter a new year.
What is this game?
No, this isn't a game. We're going to summon the power
of Shaqstradamus.
I have a handful of questions for you as we go into 2019 here. I want to get Shaqstradamus' predictions here for what will happen in the coming year. We'll put them down. We'll see if they pay off. All right. The Super Bowl is here in Atlanta. As we discussed, Shaquille's probably going to destroy our studios.
And I'm still coming.
Who will win the 2019 Super Bowl? And John, you can get in on this as well.
Okay.
But Shaqstradamus, the Bears, the Rams, the Chiefs, Who do you think?
Los Angeles Rams.
He's going to say the L.A. Rams are your Super Bowl champions. John, do you have a guess on?
I'm going to say the Saints.
Oh, John's going to say the New Orleans Saints
are going to win the Super Bowl here in Arthur Blank's house.
Oof. Okay.
And that will be kill the city of Atlanta.
Mark it down. The biggest movie of 2019. I have some nominees for you. You can pick one of these or obviously pick your own. But movies coming out in 2019, Avengers Endgame, Captain Marvel, Detective Pikachu, Aladdin, Dumbo, Toy Story 4, and Star Wars Episode 9. All coming out in 2019. What will be the biggest movie of the year next year?
Question, when me, you, and B-Dog went on that date, what movie was that?
Oh, that was the first Avengers. That was Avengers Infinity War.
So there's new ones coming out?
The Avengers Endgame, the next part of it comes out.
Yeah. This right here is going to be the biggest one. Because remember, at the end of that movie, when the guys fizzled away, are they dead? Are they coming back? Nobody knows.
What happened to Black Panther in that movie?
He fizzled away.
Gone.
Yeah, so that movie, by sure.
Avengers. Okay, nope. Saying Avengers Endgame.
No. I'm going off the board on all those movies.
Okay, what are you picking?
You better not say Aladdin.
Lion King.
The Lion King?
Mufasa?
That's going to be bigger than all of these?
It's going to be huge.
I think it's going to be big, but...
I think it's going to be bigger.
Honestly, I
not with spankers like you and Chad.
No,
but it's
look,
be
I love Avengers. I think Toy Story 4 is going to make so much money, it's not even going to be funny.
And when does that come out?
I think the summer.
Oh, in the summer?
Yeah.
Man.
All right, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are expecting their first royal baby in 2019. Shaqstradamus, what will be the gender of the baby, and what will they name the child?
Well, first of all, hopefully the baby is healthy. She's black, right?
I think half, yes.
Okay, so...
But wait a minute here. She's half, so why do you claim her as black?
It counts.
Why do you claim her? Her dad's white. So why is she not white?
First of all, I don't want to get into this discussion with anybody.
This ain't going to go well.
Yeah, I don't want to.
No, I'm just saying.
Let me finish. Isn't there a term for black and white children? Mulatto?
Mulatto, yeah.
All right, so she's mulatto.
Yes.
So a mulatto and a half, the boom, boom, boom. I don't know. However.
Thinking boy or girl.
However. On a personal standpoint, I'm glad to see they got some African American blood in the kingdom.
You don't even want to guess boy or girl?
No, I just hope.
Really?
I just hope that the baby's out. It's gonna be a girl.
All right, Shaq says girl.
It's going to be a boy.
Yeah, I'm with John.
And his name, and I have a feeling that his name will be Charles.
Very good. That's a good guess. That's a really good guess.
Oh.
After his grandfather.
Or Jamal.
Or Pookie. They're just going to call him Pookie. Around there, they'll just call him Pookie.
That's horrible. All right, who will win the NBA title in 2019 in the summer? Will it be a Golden State, a Toronto, a Boston, a Philly, a Houston? Where do you see this thing going?
Go ahead, John.
Who wins the NBA title?
The NBA title
in the summer of 2019
will be won by the Golden State Warriors, and we will all wonder why we even talked about it.
Wow, really?
Yes.
I'm going to be different.
Okay.
I just got a strange feeling right now. I don't know what it is.
That could be gas.
But I'm liking how Toronto is looking.
Ooh, the Raptors.
We know what the Raptors do, and we know what the Raptors do.
Prove it to me in the second round of the playoffs.
I'll see it. Yeah, when they melt.
Maybe.
When they melt.
All right, the last prediction for Shaqstradamus before we close the book here on 2018. On March 8th of 2019, 2 days after Shaquille O'Neal's birthday, we will hit our 200th episode of the Big Podcast with Shaq. What do we have in store for a joint show being the 200th episode and
Shaq's birthday?
Shaq's birthday.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Shaqstradamus.
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Thanks,
nothing
everybody.
At all? That just sucks.
No, I'm going to tell you why. Because once I invite you out to my party, I want you and your lovely wives to have a good time. I don't want them to see us working. First of all.
How about Big Chicken Shaq? Okay.
Can I finish,
yes.
My man?
All right.
This is for your lovely wives. I want them to just come and have a good time in my house or wherever the party's going to be and just relax with their beautiful husbands. Guys, I think you guys are beautiful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
On all these shows coming up. But we wouldn't do anything together. It'd have to be separately.
All right.
Because on my birthday, I ain't doing nothing. I don't want to work on nothing.
Okay.
I just want to come out with a nice suit on, with a little ascot and a cigar, and change my accent to like I'm French or something. And a little John Kincaid, how are you, my brother? Hello, Mr. Kincaid.
That sort of sounds Jamaican. Around.
That's like Armenian, Shaquille.
It's Armenian, Shaq.
And then for the March 8th show, we should do something at the Battery.
Yes.
At the restaurant. I'll pay for everybody.
There we go.
Sports
live
and social.
There you go. Sports and social. That's
live
what we should
at the
do.
Battery. All right. Well,
Shaqstradamus for 2019.
That's pretty good. That's we'll mark all those down and we'll revisit and we'll see how Shaqstradamus did. All right, and here we go. As we close out the year, we wanted to end the show this week by bringing you guys some of our favorite moments of 2018. These were the moments that I think we laughed the hardest at, and we wanted to round out your year with some really great laughs. So here you go, and we will see you next Monday.
I was in my hometown of Louisiana, and I see this fireworks.
That's a
stand.
Home state.
Hometown of Lafayette, Louisiana. Let me finish before you interrupt. So I see this little fireworks stand, and the fireworks are cheap, so I rack up. So New Year's night, 11:45, bussing them off.
Oh, no.
And you're not allowed to bust them in the city, so I guess... You know, I don't live in that neighborhood, but close to that neighborhood is where, you know, the boys live at. So as soon as my fireworks go off, like, I bought, like, 10 finale boards and lit them at once.
And ran?
No, and ran. So it sounded like a shootout in my neighborhood. So cops came, SWAT came, they came to the house.
Which would be shocking.
No, they came to the house and knocked on the door, do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Are you kidding?
And I opened the door, Shaq, what the hell are you doing? I apologize. I'm sorry, sir.
They knew it was you right away?
No, they didn't. No.
Now, when you say the boys, where the boys live, why are you looking at me?
No, I looked at Brandon.
You look like you're looking at me.
No.
I mean, come on now.
No, I looked at B-Dog, you know, the gangsters, the homies.
Homies.
Yeah. You know, gangsters. Many other adjectives.
He's wearing the ski cap. He's wearing the ski cap indoors.
Well, you know.
Which I will say is a look that has definitely been finely crafted. It does make, you know, it makes a strange statement.
What statement does it make?
Are you cold indoors?
No, that's not what he wanted to say. It looks like it looks like you're about to say, put your hands up and give me all your money.
No. And he's not doing mush mouth from the Cosby Kid. Yeah. No. Hey,
the other day, Sharif called me and said, Dad, I got stopped by the police. I said, were you nice? He was cool. He said, he let me go. I said, well, explain to me what happened. It was me. Three of my friends. I said, so, and then, how were y'all dressed? He said, one had a wave cap on and one was acting crazy. So, it was three guys and a Mexican in a fancy car. I said, my man, you're going to get stopped every time. You're going to get stopped
every
time.
That's crazy that still happens.
Three brothers and a Mexican in a car, young cats in an expensive car, they're going to get stopped. John, they're going to get stopped.
Now, that's
an expensive car, they're going to get stopped. Three brothers and a Mexican in L.A., you're getting stopped. Period. In a Benz with all the windows down.
You're either that or you're a band.
Three brothers and a Mexican. Three brothers and a Mexican in Atlanta getting stopped.
Guess what? Guess what?
John,
if you're talking about expensive cars,
John,
I can tell you two examples in the past month where friends of ours had their white kids pulled over in Atlanta for riding around in very expensive cars. And they got pulled over and they were harassed by the cops.
No, they were not.
They were.
They were little brats that were breaking the law, and the cops pulled them over.
Oh, okay, wait a minute now. So you're telling me your kids aren't doing that.
I didn't know. I asked him what happened.
These white kids are doing that.
I asked him what happened. He said he got on the highway. I don't know if I was
speeding. You said one was acting crazy.
Yeah, well, no, you know, dancing. You know how they do it.
Well, then the cops going to think something's up.
So if I got the music blasting and I'm dancing, that's suspicious activity?
Are you sitting there with... can I hear... Can I hear your music in my car?
Yeah.
Possibly.
Okay, well, then I'm pulling you.
Possibly.
I'll pull you up. White, black, I don't care what you are. I'll pull you up.
Yeah.
I'll pull you up.
Start detecting
John. I don't need to hear your music. I pull up at the... When I pull up at the light, and I'm at the light, and I'm here... Boop, 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 boop.
Well, guess what? Guess what?
What song is that?
Well, if you were...
A song that's always blaring at every light. And Rob,
Usher.
You are so white.
Usher? Yeah.
Boop, boop.
There's a difference. At every single light.
That is, yeah.
It must be the song. It must be the song that the guy's like, hey, guess what? Kincaid's coming. All right, roll down the windows and crank it up. Boom, boom.
boom, 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 boom. And I'm chilling with my homies.
I'm like, dude, boy, I just want to hear
like
my music.
In Atlanta,
your pullover rate in Atlanta will be super high.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Your pullover rate in Atlanta will be super high.
Oh, man, I'm serious. Just the noise ordinances at all.
Yeah.
If I pull up to a mic, that's the song that's playing. I swear to you.
Well, some people like their music a little louder than others.
Yeah, I do. No, I do.
That's it. And I'm like, these damn lights, where change?
Well, wait a minute, hold on, time out. Do you get scared when you next when you have someone next to you that's playing a lot of loud music?
I went to Temple University. I'm not scared. I lived for 4 years of my life without a car in one of America's worst ghettos. No, I'm not scared.
Okay,
I'm not scared in the least.
I grew up down the street from Philadelphia. For God's sakes.
Are you kidding me? Now I live in White Disney. Seriously, Atlanta is like White Disney.
I saw one today where a dude was trying to take a selfie with a train coming behind him, and he, you know, his measurements was off.
Oh.
He's no longer with us.
Are you kidding me?
I'll send it to you right now.
No, I don't want to see this.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it's not bad. I'm going to send it to you right now.
A man died, but it's not bad.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't say he died. I said he's no longer with us. That's what I said.
I just got a text from Shaq. Being stupid costs him. Train selfie.
Oh, my gosh.
What does it say? Train selfie goes wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I can only imagine. I don't know if I want to watch this. I'm terrified.
Yeah,
I love this.
Play it right now.
It's good stuff, I'm going to take a look at it. I can't play in the speakers.
Yeah, you can play it in the mic.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm just looking at this. This is awesome. Let me see this.
I got it right here. Let's see.
Okay, there we go.
The list of things in my texts from Shaquille
O'Neal. Now I got to install a free antivirus. I think this thing has a...
I'm finding it right now. Give me 2 seconds here.
He's taking the selfie.
All right, Pop and Media. What the hell sites do you read?
Oh, my gosh!
Oh, John freaked out.
Oh!
John freaked out. All right, here we go.
You hear his boy telling him, hey, hey.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy
Did you see it
hell.
On my screen?
Holy
okay. he got,
hell.
He thought that the train was as wide as the tracks.
Yeah, he did.
Oh,
and he didn't realize. So he's standing next to the tracks thinking, okay, the train's as wide as the tracks.
Yeah.
And he's
You can frame that however you want.
He's dead. Yeah, he's dead.
he's no longer with us.
That guy's
dead.
Shaq, he's dead.
I talked to him. He's not dead.
What do you mean you talked to him?
I called him and asked him, was he all right? Matter of fact,
how the hell did you call a guy that you saw in a video?
Thank you, Mr. O'Neal, for calling me.
He's a friend of mine.
I'm not buying any of your nonsense.
Let me finish.
Okay.
He's in the studio now.
What?
I brought him here to, because, people always want, they was wondering what was wrong with him and this and that.
Sure.
So I called him. I said, yo, man, you all right? And he's here. His name is Juan Pablo Rasta.
Oh, sure. Uh-huh.
Really?
All right. Say hello.
Juan, how are you doing?
Bien, bien, ¿cómo estás?
You looked Indian in the picture. Were your parents Mexican or Hispanic, and they adopted you?
Yes, it was a mix.
It was a mix. Okay, that's good.
So,
what kind of injuries did you sustain from the train hit?
Just a concussion, but I'm good.
Just a concussion, but you're good? Okay.
Yeah.
So you get hit by a train, all you get is a concussion nowadays.
That's amazing.
That's good stuff.
That's really amazing.
How are you doing, Alex?
I'm good.
That's Uncle Alex, baby.
All right, you caught me.
That's Uncle Alex.
I heard something funny the other day.
What was that?
I mean, it's not really funny. It's because it's kind of sensitive, but it was funny. So they asked Floyd about the Me Too movement.
Okay. Oh, no.
Floyd Mayweather. No, hold on.
Oh, jeez.
So Floyd was like, I'm sorry. I didn't know what that meant. I thought Me Too meant when somebody said, I got a Bentley, then I say Me Too.
Oh, my gosh.
That is classless.
I was rolling on the floor.
He doesn't need to be speaking
on the Me Too movement.
I said, come on, Floyd.
Floyd.
You got to be socially aware. When somebody say, I got a Bentley, then I say Me Too.
That's unbelievable.
Oh, that's
when I think
so
socially
horrible.
Aware, I think of Floyd Mayweather.
That's so horrible.
Me too.
That's terrible. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
That's awful.
Are we going to meet? Are there going to be a lot of black people there?
What, in New York?
Yeah.
At the Tonight Show?
Yeah, like all around. No,
it's
all around
a multicultural
New York.
City.
Yeah, it's right. Okay, and here in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, well, of course.
Everywhere you go, you meet black people. Okay?
Where are you going?
Because during the NCAA tournament, and if I'm senselessly sensitive about this, so be it.
Okay.
Why in the freak, during the commercial breaks on the NCAA tournament games, do I have two dudes sitting there going, hey, man, I go on blackpeoplemeet.com. You all know it's hard for us black people to meet. That's what the guy says. Quote, it's hard for us black people to meet. I've lived in Philly. I have spent time in New York. I just got back from L.A. I live in Atlanta. I go to Florida in the summer. For God's sakes, how can these black people not be meeting? There are places for black people to meet everywhere. I see black people.
Hookah bars, gyms.
At the mall. At the mall.
At the mall.
In my office. I see at a Braves game, at a Hawks game. I see at Robert Sports and Social at the bar next door. Black people are meeting everywhere I go. What the hell is blackpeoplemeet.com?
Oh, man.
And the guy looks at the other with a straight face and he goes, you know, it's hard for us black people to meet. What? It's hard for you to meet. Shaq's holding parties at 4 a.m. in the morning, actually, and there are black people everywhere you look.
Okay, but hold on.
Easy to meet.
Actually.
Shaq, seriously?
No, actually, I think the title is throwing you off.
Why?
What about a guy?
It's not M-E-A-T.
No, let me finish.
That's a whole different app.
No, what if you're a white guy and a Spanish guy and don't have experience in the black girl market and you want to go? For example, I've been on Farmers.
No, this is discriminatory.
No, it's not. I've been on FarmersOnly.com because I don't know what to say to a farm girl.
But wait a minute. This is
I don't know what to say to a farm girl.
So that's
what
you do, your research?
Yes, I do. I go on Farmers.
This is a dating site.
And so is FarmersOnly.com.
No, this is a dating site for black people to meet black people.
No.
Yes, it is.
It doesn't say it.
Yes, they do, and it's on the commercial. Watch it. And here's what I'm saying.
What is so wrong with blackpeoplemeet.com?
Well, wait a minute. Then if there was an ad, the very next ad stops it. Two white dudes sitting there going, you know what? I just want to go on a dating site where I can meet white girls. We haven't met enough white girls. Whitepeoplemeet.com.
It is.
There would be Today Show, Outrages, March. Come on.
It is. It's called eHarmony.
No, it's right.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah. Good point.
That's the winner right there.
You got to check the ads for next week's podcast. You just screwed that one up. Donald Trump said, I've decided to create a new cabinet position. I've asked Charles Barkley to become the Secretary of Blank. Shaq writing down his answer. B-Dog scrambling to write down his. Rob Jenners has got his. Oh, it looks like it's pretty good here. Okay, Calvin. Donald Trump said, I've decided to create a new cabinet position. I've asked Charles Barkley to become the Secretary of Blank.
Eating hot dogs.
Eating hot dogs. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Not bad.
That's
we made
good.
It something eating. All right, Rob Jenners. Donald Trump's new position, cabinet position. Charles Barkley's becoming the Secretary of Blank.
This probably counts the Secretary of Buffet.
Secretary of Buffet. Yeah. I don't think that's bad.
I'm going to give him a point for that.
That's
okay,
good there.
Give him a point.
B-Dog, what is Charles Barkley going to become the Secretary of?
Well, I guess we're all in the same realm. I said refreshments.
Refreshments.
Sorry, that's
more drinking.
Yes.
B-Dog, you're so white today. Refreshments.
A cool refreshment.
All right, Shaquille O'Neal, your answer.
FFA, Fat Food Administration.
That's three out of the
gate,
man.
That's a good, Calvin, that's a great start, all right?
B-Dog, you all right, brother?
Ooh, I'm good.
All right, here we go.
Very cool refreshment.
Hold on, you never called it refreshment?
No, hell no. Mommy, can I have some refreshments?
No,
Kool-Aid, iced tea,
can we have
soda,
Kool-Aid?
And water.
Yeah. Grape, preferably.
Wow.
Okay. What a refreshments. Spell it, tough guy.
He's going full honky on us, Shaq.
Boy,
he really has. B-Dog, man.
He's mad.
Hold on. Did you say he's going full honky?
All right, let's get to the next question.
Am I all right?
I'm John Kincaid, Rob Shaq, and B Poodle.
Oh my God!
Refreshments.
box of wine.
Yes, a box of wine. All right, here we go. All right, let me get to the next one. Okay. LeBron James. All right, let me go here.
Give him a minute to catch his breath. Can someone right. get Shaq some all right, refreshments? Here we go. Here we go. All
right. And Calvin needs one, too.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Refreshments. They don't even say that in Cuba. I was like, what?
All right.
Oh, man.
B-Dog, you all right?
I'm good, boss. I'm good.
We ride. All right,
there it is. The final show of 2018.
The boys be boys. Shaq, it's been another great year.
Yeah, I mean,
looking forward to 2019.
Everybody be safe on New Year's.
Yes.
Shaquille, yep. Have an amazing song, or amazing show, I should say.
Yes.
I heard them singing about Shaq the Monkey in the song here, that's why.
Yes, have an amazing, amazing time. And everybody out there, we really appreciate you being a part of the show. Be sure to be checking us out, The Big Podcast with Shaq at gmail.com for your submissions.
At Shaq, at John Kincaid, at Rob Jenners, at B Harper 90.
Oh, I love you guys.
We love you. I'm out. Happy New Year, Shaq.
Happy New Year, Shaquille.
All right, see you.
Love you, buddy.
Happy New Year 2019.
All right. Superman, you can add me on the contacts. And welcome to the Big Shaq Podcast.
That's awesome.
Okay, so that's it? Great. Follow the guys on Twitter at Shaq, at John Kincaid, and at Rob Jenners. Or get more clips and nonsense on Instagram and Facebook at The Big Podcast with Shaq. This has been an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports, with new episodes every week at PodcastOne.com.
I love you, Uncle Shaq.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.